Hello, everybody. Thank you for joining Jewish Stories and More. Yesterday, we told a long story, and today, we're going to tell a short story. Once upon a time, it was Simchas Torah, and it was late at night. It was after our kafas were all finished. It was almost the end of the night, or maybe it was already dawn. But in any case, the hakafas, the celebration of the night of Simchas Torah, dancing with the Torah in 770 Eastern Parkway, the Chabad headquarters, was all done. The Rebbe went upstairs to his office, and there was a bacher, a student, who was wondering, what does the Rebbe do in his office right after hakafas? So he had somehow or another discovered or made a little peephole to be able to look inside the Rebbe's office when the Rebbe was there. And he was wondering, he wanted to see. And so the Rebbe came in, and here's what happened. With one hand, the Rebbe took off his kapata. He was taking off his kapata with one hand, his Shabbos coat. And with the other hand, he was reaching for a gemara. As he walked into the room, he was taking off the kapata to be able to sit down and relax to learn. And he was maybe his kapata was also very sweaty from the dancing. And he was at the same exact moment reaching for a gemara from the shelf. So that by the time he sat down at his desk, the gemara was already there. Perhaps it was even already open. Maybe it was even open to the place, so that he immediately began to learn. So we see from this story something amazing. A person might say, okay, I danced all night. I got to rest. I'm exhausted. I got to rest now. But the Rebbe's attitude was no. What was the dancing all about? Taita. So therefore, as soon as the dancing's finished, what's the next activity, of course? Learning Taita immediately. And perhaps we could say the more dancing, the more immediately going to Taita. Not even a minute in between. Not even a second in between. It was immediately, as the Rebbe came into the office, he immediately had that sefer open to learn Gemara. And the truth is that recently I heard another story, very recently, very similar idea. The Rebbe often went to the Ohel, the resting place of his father-in-law, the previous Rebbe, Rabbi Yosef Yitzchak Schneerson, which is about 25-minute drive or so from 770 into Queens, Francis Lewis Boulevard, I think it's called. And it's a place where hundreds of thousands of people visit every year, maybe even more than that. And the Rebbe would go there very often, sometimes several days in a row, sometimes even more. And he spent many, many hours davening there. Of course, when one goes to the grace of a tzaddik, one does not daven to the tzaddik, chas v'sholom. One davens to Hashem. We only daven to Hashem. But we daven at the graveside of a tzaddik so that in the zechus, in the merit of that tzaddik, our tefillah should be answered. So what did the Rebbe do on the way to the Ohel? He was in a car. He didn't drive. He was the passenger, never drove. But what did he do during this time? Quite often, he would learn Rambam. Now, the Rebbe made a gigantic campaign for all Jews to learn Rambam, whether 3 chapters a day to finish it up in about 11 and a half months, or 1 chapter a day to finish it up in about 3 years, or Sefer HaMitzvahs of the Rambam, which is learned in the same order as the 3 chapters a day. Whatever. The Rebbe wanted everyone to learn Rambam because the Rambam contains within it the entire Torah, all the laws of Torah Shabbat Peh. And by all Jews learning all of the Torah on a regular basis, together on the same page, or basically 3 different tracks, but a basic unity, this helps all Jewish people to bring the Gula quicker, the unity of Jewish people. So in any case, quite often the Rebbe would learn, basically in public, people would saw him going to the car, saw him in the car, learning Rambam. And the way it worked was that the Rambam would be on the windowsill of the car, meaning inside the car on the windowsill there. And if, as the Rebbe would get into the front seat, he would, as he was opening the door, he would take the Rambam off the shelf and open it up to the place so that by the time he sat down, he was already learning. So we see again a similar story, this one with Rambam, in which the Rebbe wasted not even a second. But as soon as he had the opportunity to learn, immediately he would learn. And these stories are very important for us to show us that every minute, even every second, can and should be used to serve Hashem. Now, it doesn't mean that we should go crazy. Of course, a person needs time to relax also, to rest, relax, and so forth. But when it's the time to learn Taita, we want to try to not waste a second, but to learn every second that's possible, and in this way, to bring Mashiach much quicker. And finally, a little insight into Mashiach himself. The Gemara teaches us, Gemara in Sanhedrin, 98a, it's a section that has a lot about Mashiach and Geula. Gemara speaks about two possible ways in which Mashiach can arrive. One is Immanani Shmaya, with the clouds of heaven, and one is on the Avroich of Al Chamor, like a poor person riding on a donkey. The first one is from a Pasuk in Tehillim, the second one from a Pasuk in Daniel. So these are two different opinions about which way Mashiach will come. Will he come with the clouds of heaven? That's a beautiful way. Or like a poor man riding on a donkey, a very humble way. So the Rebbe suggests that actually the two are not a contradiction. Rather, Mashiach will be both very powerfully exalted, like on the clouds of heaven, and also very, very humble, like a poor man riding on a donkey. The Mashiach has both qualities. Very, very powerful. Obviously, Mashiach is the most special person ever. And at the same time, very, very humble. May he come immediately, especially through our learning of Torah and doing of mitzvahs, acts of goodness and kindness, learning all parts of the Torah, the revealed part of the Torah, such as the Gemara and the Mishnah and the Rambam, Shulchan Aruch, of course, Psukim, as well as the hidden part of the Torah, the spiritual part of the Torah, which is Chassidus. And in addition to that, also concentrating on learning about Mashiach and Geula itself. As the Rebbe says, that's a Derech HaYashar, the straight path to bringing Mashiach quicker. May it happen immediately, and through this also, we will have a complete and quick victory over our enemies in Eretz Yisrael, and may it lead immediately to the Geula. Thank you so much for joining Jewish Stories and More.